If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. You feel a bit dizzy, hanging in the air 10 floors above the ground. The only thing that stops you from falling is one of your palms and your shoeless feet. There's a crowd gathered down there in the street. Far, far down. People, tiny like ants, keep screaming and pointing their fingers, supposedly at you and your precious cargo. The elderly lady in your arms seems frail and terrified, and still, her hands are surprisingly strong when they hold her cat clutched to her chest. The flames are raging above your head, bursting out of the windows, and the smoke is still burning your throat. It started 3 weeks ago. You're watching a football match, and your team is losing. After a while, you can't stand it anymore. You leap out of your seat and start pacing in front of the TV. At one point, you get so agitated that you hit the wall with your open palm, and you get stuck. Your first thoughts aren't very coherent. What's this sticky stuff on my wall? Finger by finger, you unstick your hand. Examine it. Touch the wall. A couple of minutes later, it finally sinks in. There's indeed something wrong, but not with the wall. With your palms. After a lot, and I mean it, of experimenting, you figure out they somehow stick to all kinds of surfaces. You try the floor, window panes, walls, furniture. You even manage to attach yourself to the ceiling. This last idea isn't well thought through, as it should have probably been. For almost 10 minutes, you're hanging next to the chandelier, swinging a bit, at a complete loss for what to do next. Once you manage to break free, you drop down on the sofa and start thinking. So, which animals can climb vertical surfaces and even travel upside down? Snails and slugs? But they produce mucus-like slime that helps them move. You stare at your palms. No gooey stuff there. Okay, what's next on the list? Spiders. You Google these creatures and find out the secret of their sticky success. It's minuscule hairs at the ends of their legs. These teeny tiny hairs create countless points of contact between a spider and the surface it's on. Once again, all of your attention is focused on your palms. Huh? Are they hairy now? It doesn't seem so. But then you remember reading that a larger and heavier an animal is, the smaller the hairs are. For example, a beetle's hair is about 1/10 the width of a human one. But geckos is already 1/50th the size. Can it be that your hands are covered in tiny hairs, but your eyes simply can't make them out? Then your thoughts take a different turn. You decide to figure out how far your newly acquired abilities stretch. Can you actually walk on the ceiling? During a new series of experiments, you find out the following. The soles of your feet are as sticky as your palms. You start to feel dizzy after 3.5 minutes of hanging upside down from the ceiling. You can't unstick and fall down no matter what. You should be more attentive not to bump your head against the ceiling fan again. And no, you can't fly from one wall to another like you've seen some superheroes do. Ow! Getting this experience hurt. After practicing and experimenting for hours on end, and ignoring 7 calls from your probably, most likely, furious boss, you decide it's time to take it outside. Your apartment is on the 4th floor. Not too high, but nothing pleasant if your bizarre abilities suddenly stop working. You drink some orange juice to pluck up your courage and open the window. Cars moving along the street down there suddenly look much smaller than they did in the morning. Weird, huh? You breathe in and step forward. Whew, at least you aren't hurtling toward the ground. In fact, you're firmly stuck to the wall next to your window. Time to start moving. You've almost made it to the 2nd floor when you decide to take a break. That's when you notice the face. It's pale, with a wide-open mouth and some strange emotion in the eyes. You're pretty sure that's horror. Ah, it must be your downstairs neighbor. Unfortunately, you can't tell him there's nothing to be worried about. The man won't hear you, and your hands are kind of occupied. You see your neighbor grabbing his phone. Duh, is he going to call 911? True to form, several minutes later, you hear sirens. In no time, several people are using loudspeakers, trying to calm you down. The help is coming! Hold on! As if something terrible can happen to you at the height of the 2nd floor. And still, soon all this situation becomes too much for you. You get so stressed that instead of moving down to the ground, you climb back into your apartment. All of a sudden, everything goes quiet. You hide in the bathroom and drink another glass of orange juice. When you crawl toward the window, half an hour later, the street below is empty. A week has passed, and you finally have to accept the bitter truth. Your downstairs neighbor is doing his best to avoid you. The next day, after discovering your unusual abilities, you realize you can't put it off any longer. You have to return to work. When you arrive at the office, your boss spends a good half an hour telling you off. After that, you're free to go and deal with a pile of working issues. By the end of the working day, you feel as if a Diplodocus has chewed on you and then spat you out. But the only escape route is blocked by your boss talking to one of your colleagues. And it doesn't look as if they're going to finish their animated discussion anytime soon. But then, why would you need your super abilities if not to sneak out of places? You open the window and slip through. Oh look, you're getting better at this. During the next several weeks, you discover more and more uses of your wall climbing abilities. For one thing, you can change light bulbs without using a chair. But you have to do this within 3.5 minutes. Any longer and you get dizzy. You conquer that mountaintop you've been dreaming about. But before, it seemed too hard for you. One night, you try to climb a skyscraper, but you get awfully tired before reaching the top. You save countless kittens stuck on roofs and trees. And now, you even have a criminal story to tell. One evening, a gang of muggers surrounded you. They were trying to get your money and phone. They didn't expect you to escape by climbing a smooth vertical wall. It scared them out of their minds. And then, one day, the fire happens. You're driving to work when you see the flames bursting out of an apartment on the 10th floor. Dozens of people have already gathered near the building. You join them and hear someone mention an elderly woman who lives in the apartment with her cat. You understand the time has come for you to use your abilities. You take off your shoes and start climbing the wall of the building. Your ascent is accompanied by screams and loud cheering. After reaching the needed window, you break it and carefully get inside. That day, luck is on your side. For one thing, the lady is really small. It won't be a problem to lift her. Even better, both she and her cat are in the room. Miraculously, the woman doesn't demand long explanations. She grabs the cat, you grab her, and in the next moment, you're all out the window. You successfully get to the ground, and the lady is taken away by doctors. And then, you get surrounded by reporters. An avalanche of questions and camera flashes follow. Lots of people have been recording your heroic descent, so it doesn't take long for you to become a superstar. At first, you feel shy and exposed. But pretty soon, you realize this kind of popularity can bring you good money. You're invited to numerous TV shows. Loads of companies want you to advertise their products. Illusionists and circus troupes ask you to take part in their performances. You become world famous. Your face is on all magazine covers. You earn enough money to travel by business jets and stay in the world's most expensive hotels. But one year after you started walking on vertical surfaces, you wake up to a news article. Another person has gained the same ability. And every week, more and more people discover they can walk on walls. In several more years, it isn't considered to be such a rare ability. And all you can do is deal with the fact that you aren't unique anymore. But then, you check your bank account and smile, happy in the knowledge that, hey, you were the first.